What the fuck?
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 302 or 302. Today's Sunday, July 18th.
2010.
I can't
talk. Can you not talk today?
Shit. Q-Sledge, just to let you know, it's always a double penetration on Sunday with us.
We're always here for a whole hour.
Yes. On pride48.com.
Yes.
I can't wait to find...
I can't wait to find... Y'all.
I can't wait to get the information about like how many people were listening to the Pride 48 event and how much money was raised to keep the, hopefully to get the site up and running. I guess we made enough because it's still working.
Oh, you get right into the begging for money, don't you?
Right there.
You had to get right into it, didn't you?
Right there. Had to beg, you know, because that's begging. That's, you know, because that's all we do is we beg for money.
And you brag about your weight loss, and you fat bastard.
Yes, exactly. Which yesterday, you know, you're too skinny to date. Okay, I'm too fat to date or I'm too skinny to date. There's no, like, in between.
Well, maybe,
WTF.
Maybe you should go on I'mNotQuiteABear411.com.
Right. I'm not quite a bear. Okay, breathe.
Breathe in and breathe out.
I'm going to go see the movie Inception tonight.
Is that about artificial insemination?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course. It has Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
Ew.
I love him. He is so cute since he's gotten older.
He's just weird looking. He's always been weird looking to me.
Really?
Yeah. He's always been weird looking. He's like an old... an older guy that still looks like he's hasn't grown up.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think he's older for older than his age, like visually or just
he? I don't know how to describe it. It's like he doesn't he's an obviously an adult in his 30s, but he's still got his face looks like he hasn't grown up since he was in his
preteens. So he still looks like a little boy.
Yeah.
But he's an adult.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh,
okay. I thought you were saying the other way around, like.
No.
He looks young, but acts old kind of thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. But
I don't know.
The listeners got it.
Yeah, that's good. You sure they got it?
Yeah, because
the face is too small and round. I have a baby face.
Connor brought over I think it was GQ with Taylor Lautner.
Is it here?
Taylor Lautner on the cover.
Mm.
He's looking cute.
Mm, that motherfucker is fine. That's one good reason to go see the movies.
Yeah.
And now he's 18, so we don't have to.
Not generally my type, but those lips look like they need to be doing something.
Right. I bet he's got DSLs.
Mm-hmm.
We love a good DSL. A good pair of DSLs, I should say.
Ricky loves tulips. Tulips on his cock.
Good one. So last week I worked my ass off. I worked 12-hour days and a horse just got up in our room. We were like super fucking busy at work and we all had to work a mandatory Saturday, which was last Saturday. And then I worked a total of like 69 hours last week.
Wow.
So I know next week I'll be ordering my iPhone 4.
Oh, excellent.
Are we going to be doing it at the same time?
I guess we can.
Yeah.
I've been procrastinating because something to me is I want to walk into a store, give them money, and get a product right then.
Yeah.
I don't like having to give up money and then have to wait on it.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do that. That's what sucks.
When I give somebody money, I want something in return.
Well, right
Shut
now.
I need it.
It's usually the other way around. You give it to them, and then they give you the money. Whore.
How dare you?
But I'm going to call the Apple stores first and see if they have any. and I'll go there and get one.
I called AT&T last week or so, and they were like, no, we're still doing pre-orders, and we'll probably still be doing pre-orders and for another month at least.
That's like fucking crazy. Because I want them to take the money like out of my account right then. I don't want them to wait to take it out because I don't like to see money in my checking account.
Well, good thing I haven't spent yet. Good thing you live like you do then.
I know, right? Poor.
Yes.
No, I just hate when the money just sits in there because I want to make sure that it's going to be there when they actually send me the product.
Oh, gotcha.
But even though there's like this huge deal with the reception thing, I don't care. I still want it.
I don't think
it's a big deal.
That big a deal. I haven't updated my phone to reflect the new bars update, which apparently people are like, oh my God, I'm not getting any bars now.
There's some part, like in the gym, like where I used to get 5 bars, there's only like 2 now.
Really?
But I was getting nervous because when I went to work, there was like no bar showing. I'm like, oh God, no. I said, I cannot be in this building and not have a fucking phone that works because I will kill myself. Could you imagine me not being able to have phone service for 8 hours? Which, by the way, that reminds me. When I came home Thursday, the fucking iPhone service went out for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Again, in Florida.
I know. Well, apparently a road crew over towards the Orlando area hit a main AT&T cable, and which knocked out service for all of Central Florida.
Wasn't just iPhones either. It was like regular phones too, right?
Yeah.
There was no... Which was weird because as soon as we put our phones on the Edge network, it worked fine.
Yeah.
So we just had to switch to Edge for a little while. But that sucks. I need a credit. Because I was on the computer talking to somebody on AT&T. I was like, well, am I going to get a credit?
I need a credit.
I need a month's credit. Excuse me.
You're disgusting.
But another good thing I love since this whole update thing is now I can use my personal computer at work.
Ooh.
So I can like be online and do stuff and not people being all nosy and be like, you can't be on the computer. Blah, blah, blah. Ah. You know, because God forbid you work at a job that has internet access that lets you access it for maybe work duties. God forbid you have that.
Yeah. Well, no, I work out of not in an office. Mm-hmm. So pretty much my iPhone is all I have during the day.
Which is good, because usually you're in an area where there's service, right?
Yeah, of course. So. I've never gone anywhere and not had
which service. I was really shocked how much data you use.
I know, but the thing is, and I've said this before on the show, instead of me subscribing to all the podcasts and having it downloaded to the phone all the time, I usually go to directly to everybody's website and listen from there.
Right.
That way my phone's not full of, well, I'm saying this nicely, but crap.
I think maybe that's one thing that's wrong with my phone is I have too much music on it.
Yeah, I pretty much everything's on there is music, and I don't have a shitload of podcasts because I just listen to them directly from their website, which is why I use a lot of data.
Right.
But since I'm...
You're like over 2 gigs.
Yeah, since I'm grandfathered in with unlimited, then it's all good.
Yeah, I changed mine so I can have the tethering. But, I mean, I never used over that much any at all. So.
I didn't know you enjoyed having your balls tied up.
Yeah.
Oh, not that kind of tethering.
Your neighbor's house when they're not home? No, we don't have any wireless service that's free here.
Oh, everybody around us
has it locked.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised we don't have, because we're so close to downtown, I'm surprised we don't catch something from that.
Probably if you like went outside and maybe walked around the corner, you could probably pick it up. I know if I'm over by the Texas Cattle Company, I can pick up the downtown Wi-Fi. So
I don't know why we just can't have wireless internet everywhere. Why? Like, what's the problem?
That's,
we can have cell phone service everywhere.
Socialism.
Oh, is that what that is?
You and your Obamacare. How dare you want health care and not want to die?
Well, you know, it's the death panels that they're afraid of. Because we're going to have a panel of five people.
Speaking of the death panels.
Oh, hey, Sarah, how are you?
You know, Levi's marrying my Bristol.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I kind of threatened to blow his balls off with a shotgun if he didn't marry her and do the right thing.
Do you think it's maybe because you're interested in running for the 2012 presidency?
I haven't made up my mind about the 2012 election, but if God tells me I need to be the president of these here United States, then that's what I'm going to do.
But I think he's may have already told you that because you have a Palin 2012 shirt on.
Somebody made that for me, and I thought it would be rude if I didn't wear it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So, do you want...
And plus, this makes my tits look good.
Real good, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want Bristol to have another baby?
Well, apparently, Levi's pretty potent in that area, so mm-hmm. I expect her to be knocked up by August.
You want a normal baby, or do you want a special trig baby?
Well, all babies are... special in God's eyes, so
okay.
Whatever we get, you know, we'll get.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by, Sarah. We really love it when you stop by here at the Foul Monkey Studio in the living room.
Thank you to Ginger Bear and Albino.
There we have it. We had Sarah. We need some music for when Sarah's here.
For when Sarah shows up.
When she shows up.
That is your dog.
Stop it, Fimber.
Sounds like the bells reindeers on the back of Santa's sleigh.
My arms hurt, but look how muscly they are.
Connor was flipping channels the other night, and he stopped on BET.
Uh-huh.
And it was some movie.
I'm surprised you don't have that blocked on your TV.
No, but it was, I guess it took place around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid went and told mom Santa was black.
Well, nobody knows what color Santa Claus is.
Yeah, but the songs say he had red cheeks.
Black people blush.
How can you tell?
They do.
I've never seen it.
My friend Lorraine, she's black, and you can tell when she's embarrassed. Right. Which Santa Claus is based off like some guy in Norway or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
One of those cold places. Finland, Norway, Sweden.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Black Santa wouldn't have a sleigh. He'd have a 64 Impala with dubs on it. And
Black Santa sounds like a black girl's name. Hi, my name's Black Santa. Pine Sala.
Show Cantel Brown.
Oh, let's play that. Let's play that. My friend Peter, who is the Asian, that is cute. He sent me this, and I fucking... love it, and I posted it like on my Facebook and everything.
You know, we're totally nattering and all over the goddamn place today, right?
We have no, like, I have subjects, but we don't do that.
If you
show Cantel Brown,
if you guys would like to see this, you can go to YouTube and type in I Beweave Hair Salon. BEWEAVE Hair Salon.
And here we go. We're going to play it. It's like 2 minutes long, people.
My name is Show Cantel Brown. And I show Cantel, you need to come down to I Beweave. Because you need to take care of your hair. Okay? We offer many services. We can dye the front of your hair, the back of your hair, the middle of your hair, whatever. Wash your hair. We will cut your hair. We will cut you. We also do special coloring. Protein fusion. Blue. Green, I massage your head. Blonde, red, set your curls, brown, black, whatever you need, okay? And we use hot water. So we also do men's hair. We specialize in homosexual hairdos. And we add extensions. We use real synthetic hair, because when you leave, you ain't got to touch that shit, okay? You can also attach this to a pole and mop your house. For a limited time only, with every hairstyle, we will give you this comb. You can play ping pong. I got chips all over the floor. You can comb your hair, flip your burgers. And for $29, I will put this on your head in 20 minutes. This is also a really good back scratcher. And work and scratch my back and work. This is a plate of the Lord. that's called I Believe, because I believe that Jesus is my savior. I need a new piece of gum, please, for an appointment. Please call the number you see at the bottom of the screen. Hello, this is Show Can Tell. What you got to yell? And ask for me, Show Can Tell Brown. You know what? Because I sure can tell you what will look best on top of your head. Okay. We are located in Coulter County Shopping Center, next to Tatiana's Texting and Waxing. And we will take care of you.
Located in the Coulter County Shopping Center.
You guys actually have to watch the video, because the video is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've watched that like 500 times this week. That's and I funny. Showed everybody at work.
That's
oh
funny
my
as
God.
Shit.
Okay. Do it. Do it. I can't do it.
Okay. This place is called I Believe, because I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
No one's responding, so they're probably all watching it right now.
Right.
I love that. Oh, how nice. They put the link in there.
Show can tell. I guess we show can tell Brown.
And I show can tell.
What will look good on top of your head.
One of the supervisors at work about fell out on the floor when she saw Coulter County.
Right. You know there's a road in North Lakeland called Coulter?
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
C-O-O-T-E-R.
K-O-O-T-E-R.
Oh, well, of course it's not spelled right, because it's in Polk County. That's ridiculous.
Which part? The video or the fact that there's a road named Coulter?
The road named Coulter, that's misspelled.
Well, duh.
All right, you want to do some phone calls?
Yes, I'd love to.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by
iPhone 4. If you'd like a phone that doesn't work as a phone, get an iPhone 4.
That was so loud. I was trying to talk to Julian. And we had
and
to
I, had, I didn't know what he was saying. Sorry.
Let's see here. We have a phone call from Hat M.
Okay.
And he is from, where did we say he was from? Did he say where he's from?
Yes, he did.
Budapest or something.
Budapest, yes.
Is that where it is?
Yes.
And
he's also in the chat room, by the way.
Yes, thank you. I know that. No, I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
Ooh, did you see my face?
I'm bitch.
He sent us an email. It says, since I won't call the phone line and I can't call the Google line because we are still in a third world here, I send you a voicemail, an MP3. My congratulations for the next 301st episode, since I missed the 300th episode.
Cool.
And yes, I am foul by doing this. Greetings, Hat M. So we're going to play his call, which sounds really cute.
Okay.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Hat M. Happy 301st episode. Who thought you would do it one more time? You know what they say, once you go 300, you won't need your ID anymore to buy alcohol. So shout out to Adam and Maddie. Or maybe it's Ouija and Matt. Oh, no. It's Ricky and Martin. Whatever.
Why? I love accents. And every time I hear someone with a different accent, I'm just like,
Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Not that, because he's gross.
You know, you like the chest hair.
Ugh, the teeth are gross. Nasty. Yeah. Thank you, Hat M, for sending
that
message.
Yeah, but if you ever get into a car accident and need the jaws of life, but you don't have the jaws of life, mm-hmm. he could gnaw the sheet metal off the car with the
sure
teeth.
He sure could. Doesn't Hat M sound really cute?
Yes, he does. That's a cute,
I love that.
Cute accent. So.
So thank you for giving us a call or sending us the MP3. Either way, it doesn't matter. We love... What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just left the chat room. I didn't know you could do that. You could take a tab and pull it over here and it makes a whole new window.
Oh. I can't believe.
You can't believe?
I can't believe we don't have a call from your mama.
I know. She's probably taking a nap right now.
How dare her.
How dare her.
Well, since she didn't call in today, we're not playing any calls of her for the next month.
Oh. Okay. Well, mom might not be so happy about that, well, but sorry, people. Mm. Let's see. Next phone call. Da-da-da. Wait, did we play this one?
I don't know, because that's on your computer, and...
Ginger Bear, it's Mama. I was just calling because I had just the strangest telephone call. Earlier in the week, it was from your kindergarten teacher, and she's on her deathbed, but she was thinking about you, and she wanted to call, and she asked me just the strangest question that I really hadn't thought about for many years, and that is, she wanted to know if you were still TTing outside. She said that you used to always do that in kindergarten. You always used to pull out your wee-wee and TT outside. And I told her I just didn't know, but I you know, nowadays I just don't know about you. You and that albino and, you know, all this other stuff. You know, I've lost touch with my little ginger bear. All right, it's time for my nap. It must get me close. It must be getting close to 3 o'clock.
Thank you for calling.
I love my mom's calls. They're saying that because last night I went to Cassie's. Uh-huh. I didn't really talk about my weekend.
No, but, you didn't.
The reason I woke up so late today is because I went to Cassie's to celebrate her birthday, where we played beer pong and drank, and then we drove to Taco Bell. And
did you get a chicken ranchero chicken soft taco?
No, because I was afraid. There was 5 people in the car, and I didn't want to be difficult, so I was like, I'll take just hard tacos. So, I Twittered, I pee-peed outside, y'all. I peed outside, y'all.
Apparently, you didn't mind being difficult with me and Gigi that night.
No, because y'all are friends.
People weren't your friends.
Well, I didn't know. I just met most of them. Cassie was the only person that I really knew. Oh, okay. But last night we played beer pong, and I was Cassie's partner, and she fucking sucks. I was so drunk.
That reminded me of something Connor said the other night. Mm-hmm. He said, people irritate me so bad. I'm like, good thing you don't consider me a person.
He's your sex slave. Right? Slaves are not people. They're property.
You mean I'm his sex slave.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a slave for you.
God, I almost hurt my back last night.
I don't want to know why.
We were doing it doggy style.
Oh.
And I was like...
Did you arch your back up way too much?
Well, I was like slid forward up into the wall that like is against your bedroom. And like my head started going sideways and my back kind of scrunched up because I was running out of room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, stop, stop, stop. We got to back up a little bit.
You're crushing my head.
Yeah. My neck and back were getting twisted there.
So was your pussy and your crack, apparently.
Right.
I wasn't home when that happened, right?
No, I don't think you were.
Okay, good. Because...
Well,
what?
Maybe you were.
When? What time was it?
When you were doing laundry.
I thought I got awfully quiet. Dirty bitches. My arms are so sore today.
You're just jealous.
I am. Because nobody fucking loves me. I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I just kill myself tonight. I'm just going to end it all.
Remember, up and down, not side to side.
Yeah, because side to side is just you're trying to get attention.
Yeah.
All right, next call. Here we go.
Ginger Bands, Mama again. I was talking on your mechanical and it cut off on me. And, you know, I did that last week. And, you know, you said you didn't even receive my little verbal love note to you. So, anyway, If you didn't get my first message, would you please say something early on in the little show so I can call back and tell you about the phone call I got from your kindergarten teacher this week. Thank you for calling. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling.
I love that.
I know.
Thank you for calling.
When she calls and thanks us for calling. Mama.
We got one more call. Let's do it real quick, okay. And we'll finish it up.
Okay, we got time.
We have an hour and a half, so.
We do, but we're not doing. I want them to be nice, equal 30-minute shows.
I'm not even in the chat room anymore. Let me get all up in there.
You're not chatting anyway.
I know, but I want to see what people are saying.
Oh, they're asking me about me and Connor doing it doggy style.
Oh, do you really want to know people?
Hat Am asked, was he slapping me with a whip? No, because...
He was slapping him with his cock, duh.
Dirty.
I hate being slapped with a cock, but apparently the guy on Grindr that likes cum on his face doesn't mind it at all. Dickhead.
That's disgusting.
Literally,
that
dickhead.
That was disgusting.
Ugh. Cock-a-poochie.
Play that last call.
Play that last call.
White boy.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, coming to you from, Australia. Okay. And I'm just ringing you now because I just heard on Archer's live show on Pride 48 that Julian is a Mormon. So I'm a bit shocked to hear that. Although, I guess not, seeing as black babies come from demon spirits. So I guess that's kind of how it fits in. Okay, bye, littleaussiebattler.net.
Apparently there's some misinformation out there.
Who told him that?
He heard it on Archer's gangbang show.
Because I think they talked about you on the last show.
Let me clear that up.
You mean Mr. X's show?
Well, I didn't say the new name.
Right.
But anyway, I am not now, nor have I ever been Mormon. I have dated a Mormon, but I am not religious in any way, shape, or form.
I was not
raised religious. I do not practice.
Which is good.
I do not practice any religion, and I know very little about Mormonism.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mormonism. That sounds like a cool word. a grilled stuffed burrito does taste good. Stuffed burrito equals doggy stuff.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling,
Scotty.
After we're done, before we finish up, we need to record something for Nessa that she asked us to record.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
You fucking like it? You like my fucking tits? You like it when I piss on you outside?
You want to come on my nipples?
You want to come on my face so I can put a picture of myself on Grindr? Yeah, I like your knickers.
The title to episode 302.
I have to say that when we talk in a voice like that, we're totally stealing it from the PNS explosion. So I don't want people to bite.
They're stealing! They can't get original shit!
We are doing it as a tribute.
Yes. We're borrowing. So give us a call. 206-984-3685 or call or text 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Don't forget that it is Julian's birthday, August 31st. You can send cards and money. And I lost 51 pounds this
week. If you'd like to give me a present, you can check out my wish list. Amazon wish list on our website.
And if you are going to get a See's candy, I know that they don't deliver to a P.O. box. So if you're going to do it, email us and we'll send you our physical address, which makes me nervous.
A little bit. join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys. And you can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
All right.
Is that it?
I believe that is it.
We're at 402. We went over.
I want to thank everybody for coming out and joining us this evening, and I hope you enjoyed our little show. And we'll be back here again next week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We will be. There's going to be one Sunday next in August that I won't be here.
Am I going to have to do another best of?
I think what you need to do is get one of your friends to come on the show with you. Okay. That would be fun.
I can.
Who do you think would be best? I think Frankie
would be hilarious.
Get Frankie and John over here.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
All right.
Okay, people. So we're out of here. You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later.
This is Julian.
And this is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.